Joe Biden campaigned in Ohio today in an effort to win the state for Democrats in November. Ohio went for Trump by a wide margin back in 2016. Biden addressed union auto workers in Toledo at a General Motors powertrain plant. The former vice president criticized Trump's refusal to follow his own administration's pandemic protocols in a parking lot surrounded by U.S.-made automobiles.
His reckless personal conduct since his diagnosis has been unconscionable. The longer Donald Trump is president, the more reckless he seems to get. Dr. Fauci, the most respected doc on this issue in the world, in the country, he told the president, you know, the president's announcement of his pick for the Supreme Court in the Rose Garden, as a, he referred to that as a super spreader. All those people caught, that got the disease, how's he responding? Well, guess what? He's now running an ad you probably saw, a national ad quoting Dr. Fauci.
Trump beat Democrat Hillary Clinton in Ohio by a comfortable 8 percentage points 4 years ago. But recent polls show this year's presidential race tightening in the state. Biden now holds the support of 47% of the state's likely voters, compared to Trump's 46%. Biden slammed the current administration's handling of the coronavirus and the resulting economic freefall. He accused Trump of abandoning the working-class people that voted him in by neglecting his campaign promise to put America first and by failing to lead the nation through the pandemic. He said Ohio voters have seen enough of Trump.
They see the people at the very top doing better than they ever have, while they're left to wonder, who's looking out for me? That's Donald Trump's presidency. 215,000 dead because of COVID. Experts say we're likely to lose another 200,000 people in the next few months unless we take some serious action, and he doesn't know what he's doing. All because this president's only worried about one thing, the stock market. He refused to follow the science. It's estimated that if we just wore these masks nationally, we'd save over 100,000 lives between now and the end of the year.
Back in 2016, Democrat Hillary Clinton held a lead in Ohio until September, when she slipped in the Rust Belt and ultimately lost the state. Trump became the first Republican to win Ohio without carrying Hamilton County, which is home to the city of Cincinnati, since Rutherford B. Hayes in 1876. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm J.R. Summers.